Hello, and welcome to the Make Your Business Boom podcast. I'm Eric Lures, your personal business mind optimization strategist, and I'm here to help you fully utilize your mind so you can fully leverage your business resources and fully profit from your business. Now, I want you to get the most out of today's podcast, and so I have my simple three rules that I ask you to follow. Number one, no multitasking. Always choose to focus on this podcast. It'll serve you well. Number two, get excited. You're about to learn information that's going to massively impact your bottom line and your business overall. And number three, take notes. If you get an incredible learning or a flash of wisdom while listening, make sure you write it down because that's how it works. Now, in today's show, we're going to be tackling one of the competencies underneath confidence, which is trust, in yourself, etc. And we're going to be talking about one particular factor of trust, which is the ability to make decisions or decision-making skills. And that is a primary importance to you in building your business. And by being able to make effective decisions, you're going to have the ability to make fast, effective decisions. You're going to be able to avoid missing opportunities, which is the whole if you snooze, you lose problem. And you're going to be able to build momentum. And momentum is vital in your business to help you build your business. Now, before I get started on decision-making, though, I would like to just take a tangent for a moment. I had a couple of people email in from the last podcast, and thank you all for the wonderful comments that I've gotten from everybody. And somebody asked me to explain what I mean when I say business mind optimization strategist. So real quick, I just wanted to go over that before I got into the decision-making process. Now, a business mind optimization strategist. Well, it's really simple. You see, your entire life from birth to death happens in your mind. You experience everything through your senses, taking it in, processing it in your brain. Now, when you go into business, there's certain parts of your mind that you're using to do your business. And you use different parts of your mind when you're with your family or your friends or you're reading a book or watching television. So your business mind is certain aspects of your brain, of your mind, and how it works. So when we're optimizing your business mind, we're simply talking about optimizing the parts of your mind, the skills and abilities that you utilize when you are building your business. And by being a business mind optimization strategist, I'm simply giving you strategies to help you optimize your business mind. And that's basically what I do. I do that for you guys on my podcast, I do that for my clients, and everybody else that I try to help in building their businesses. So that is a business mind optimization strategist. Okay, so let's talk about decisions and being able to make powerful, effective decisions. Now, the word decide or decision and the root word for it comes from, I believe, a Latin word. I am not exactly sure. I believe it is decare, but I do know that the meaning of the word actually means to cut. So the root word for decision means to cut. So decision itself actually means to cut off all other options. To make an actual decision, you are presented with various choices, and then you decide on one of those choices to the exclusion of all the other ones, or you cut off all other options when you make an actual decision. Now, all day long, we are making decisions. We make them unconsciously. You decide how to drive to work, how to shower, how to respond to your child, how to sign your name, how to do just about anything, and what to do. If you go out to lunch, you almost unconsciously think about lunch, you almost unconsciously think about dinner. Pretty much, we go through our days making 99.9 to the nth power of our decisions unconsciously. So, all day long, we are deciding. Now, a lot of times we think about these things as choices. We say, well, we make a choice between this, we make a choice between that. But a choice is a decision. You are given options, and you make a decision. You choose an option. You are making decisions all day long. Now, there's no real problem with this, so long as our decisions are driving us to what we want in life. Of course, most people, especially a lot of business owners, don't have everything that they want from their business. They're not as successful as they want to be. They're not making as much money as they want to be. So there's a lot more joy, stuff, money, etc., that we want from our businesses and that we want to be able to then transfer into the rest of our lives. So we need to take control of our decisions because of the decision to action to manifestation process. So what does this mean? Well, actions lead to results. Think about it like this. One of my mentors, T. Harv Eker, taught me this one, and it's the TFAR system, which means thoughts lead to feelings, lead to actions, lead to results. So our decisions color our thoughts. Our thoughts determine how we feel, and how we feel determines what actions we take. And then the actions we take will drive our results or what we get in our lives. So we need to take conscious control because most of the time, like I said, we're going through life on autopilot. So we don't control the thoughts that come into our minds. We don't control the way that we react emotionally to those thoughts. And then, of course, we're not consciously controlling our actions. And then we get these results. And we look at our results and we say, hey, these aren't the results I want. So I want to change something upline to get different results downline. So what we have to control upline is our decisions. We have to decide consciously to take control of our thoughts. Only then can we then start to take a conscious control of our feelings, because our feelings are a natural response to our thoughts. And then be taking conscious control of our actions, because our actions are driven by our emotions, which are driven by our thoughts. And then we can change our results. So you have to take conscious control of your decisions in your everyday life. Now, in life, most of us think about decisions, as I said earlier. We kind of gloss over the small decisions, like what to have for lunch, and we think about big decisions. And we say, well, the big decisions, they're the ones that I'm actually going to consciously work on and consciously, think about and then make an actual decision and ponder, etc., etc. Well, that would be nice. But the fact of the matter is, most people don't do that. Because since you go through life unconsciously making decisions anyway, even when the big decisions come along, since you've been practicing how to make things or make decisions unconsciously, that's what you will tend to do even with the big decisions. Practice makes permanent. Practice doesn't make perfect. If you're practicing making decisions unconsciously, that is the skill you will bring to big decisions, not just small decisions. So why do we avoid making decisions? Because probably one of the biggest problems we have is that those few times that we do think about a decision, we put it off, we procrastinate, which again is a pattern that we probably follow with our unconscious decisions as well. How far off can I put this decision? How far back can I put it until it just becomes meaningless when I make it anyway? And the reason we avoid making decisions is very simple. Fear. We fear the outcome of decisions because we think that there is some sort of thing as a failure or a big mistake or etc. I'm going to give you a statement right now, and I want you to listen to the statement. As a matter of fact, I want you to write the statement down on a big piece of paper, and I want you to tape it to your mirror so you can see it every morning when you wake up and every night before you go to sleep. And here is that statement that will change your life if you let it now. And the statement is this: there is no failure, only feedback. Which means that when we make a decision and take an action, regardless of what the outcome is, it is not a failure. All that outcome does is give us feedback. It says, hey, you took this action, here's the result that you got from taking that action. And the opportunity that is presented to us when this happens is that we can then change the action in the future to get different results. So decisions allow us to get feedback, which we can then adjust with our further decisions until we get the results that we want. Again, thoughts lead to feelings, lead to actions, lead to results. That is the methodology for the law of manifestation, for the law of outcomes, etc. Thoughts lead to feelings, lead to actions, lead to results. And that's the power behind making effective decisions. So how do we make effective decisions? How do we take conscious control of our decision-making abilities? Well, there's a lot of techniques that are out there, and I'm not going to tell you that taking conscious control of your mind is going to happen to you overnight. But what I'm going to give you now is I'm going to give you some steps that you can take to start taking conscious control, at least on a small scale, of your decision-making abilities. So step number one is to define your goals that you want. See, the whole reason that if you're not happy with your unconscious decisions, the decisions that you've been making so far without thought, it's probably because you have been making decisions in the dark. You see, our decisions are driven by what we want in life or from our business. Most people, though, have a vague idea of what they want in the future, but they're afraid to put it down on paper. They're afraid to commit to it. They're afraid to have an actual solid goal in front of them. To say, I want to make $1 million by this day next year. Because the first thing that comes up in their mind is, oh my heavens, what happens if I don't make it? Well, guess what? Then you got some feedback. So don't worry about it. It's a good thing. So you need to write down your goals specifically. What do you want in your life in terms of health, in terms of wealth, in terms of love, in terms of friendship, family, spirituality, contribution? What are the things that you want from your life specifically? Amounts of money, where do you want to live, what do you want to do, how do you want a vacation, etc. What kind of time do you want to spend with your family? You have to be as specific as possible. And the reason is this. When you consciously lock that in your mind, that this is what you want, you will then be able to say, as you look at decisions, is this decision that I'm about to make, of the options in front of me, which one is going to drive me faster to my goals, and which one is going to take me further away from my goals? When you have an orientation, just like if you're going to be following the compass in your car, or, you know, if you have a GPS or whatever, it follows a compass, it follows magnetic north. You need to know where you're going so that you can get there. And the decisions that come along as you're able to say, good, I now know where I want to go, when the decisions come along to get you there, instead of fumbling in the dark in your brain saying, because I have no real plan, now you have a plan. Now you know exactly where you want to go. And so your decisions will become more effective automatically just by doing that, just by having that plan out there. Subconsciously, you'll start to take more control and more effective control of your decisions and make more effective decisions. But to build on that, I have a couple of other things I want you to do. Okay, now the next thing I want you to do is be very casual for the next 2 days, and I want you to think about the decisions that you make. So think about what you're going to be having for lunch, or what you're going to be wearing, or who you're going to be calling next. I just want you to become aware of your choices. You don't have to write them down, you don't have to do anything, but I just want you to become consciously aware as much as possible about when a choice is made available to you, when you are actually having to make a decision. Just say, oh yeah, I'm sitting in a restaurant, I'm about to order a hamburger, ah, I'm about to make a decision, I just want to be consciously aware that I'm making it. And that's it, just become consciously aware. Spend 2 days just doing that as much as possible. Again, you're not going to realize every decision you're making, obviously, but when you do, just make a note in your head, hey, I'm making a decision. The next step, I want you to spend 2 days realizing that you're making a decision and asking yourself, as you make the decision, is this decision driving me closer to my goals? Again, you've already defined your goals, so just ask yourself, is this decision bringing me closer to my goals or further away? Or does it have no impact whatsoever? Now, I don't believe in no impact whatsoever, but you may not consciously understand how choosing a hamburger for lunch either brings you closer or further from your goals, but over time, as you condition this into your conscious and subconscious mind, you will. Even if consciously you don't realize it, you will start to realize it subconsciously, which is the most important thing. So just spend 2 days, as you're making a decision about what to wear or what to eat or who to call, etc., just say, is this decision I'm about to make, the option I'm about to choose, going to bring me closer to my goals or further away? And finally, and I recommend this to all my clients. Keep a success journal. Every day at the end of the day, right before I go to bed, I have my success journal. I open it up, and what I do is I write down at least 5 wins I've had in my life during that day. Now, I focus primarily on business wins. Did I get a new client or two? Did I set up some useful meetings? Did I, like I'm doing a podcast right now, that will go as a win in my list of things that I've done during the day that are wins for me and for my business. So I focus mostly on my business, but also sometimes you can put personal wins in there too, like, you know, if it was your kid's birthday and you went out to dinner, or you bought a new car or something like that. Whatever is a powerful win for you that day that reminds you, A, you're moving towards your goals, and B, is driving you to your goals, I recommend you put it into your success journal. And the reason is this. Decisions need to be reinforced with the fact that they are valuable. And by listing your successes, your wins, every day, you reinforce your ability to make effective decisions for yourself in your business and your life that drive you forward. And so you're reinforcing your trust and your confidence in your ability to make decisions every day that you list your successes. And another thing is that being able to review your wins a couple weeks later, a couple months later, a couple years later is always a powerful reminder of where you've come from and what you've accomplished. So your success journal will drive you forward even more. I love to go back over my old success journals from a couple of years ago, and I look at the decisions I was making then and the decisions that I make now on a daily basis, and it's just volumes apart. You know, the small things that I was doing when my business was starting, and now the big decisions that I have to make and the big wins that I have on a daily basis. So it's fun. It's fun to be able to go back and say, hey, here's these powerful things that I've done, and look at all that I've accomplished. So definitely keep a success journal. And that brings us to our next podcast. Our next podcast is going to be on the 4 mindsets of business building and the 7 stages of business building. And what you're going to get out of that podcast is an understanding of the mindset, of the level of where you are in your business right now in terms of the 4 mindsets, and also what stage you're going to be at in your business. And you're going to know where you are so you can figure out where you want to go, and then what you should be working on and what you should not be working on, which is even more important a lot of the time, so that you don't get distracted. Now, if you want to get the most out of these podcasts, and I'm sure you do, I recommend you go visit our website at www.makeyourbusinessboom.com. And there you'll be able to take your free confidence and mastery assessment. Now, the confidence and mastery assessment is a $125 value. It is 25 questions that you will answer. It only takes a couple of minutes, but you're going to get feedback, immediate feedback on your answers. And also it's going to tell you, A, where you fall in the confidence and mastery success quadrants. Now, if you don't know what the success quadrants are, I recommend you get over to our website right now and take the assessment. The success quadrants are basically a breakdown of how confident and masterful you are in your business, or how fearful and mediocre you are in your business. Now, what's the value in knowing this? Well, the value in knowing this is that you'll know automatically what areas to work on. And when you take your assessment, you'll get feedback immediately. You're going to be told line by line, answer by answer, where you are very close to being confident and masterful, and where you're far away. And you're going to get specific recommendations right then, right there, that you can take action on immediately to start moving you towards being confident and masterful so that you can build the business you want starting right now. So that's it for today's podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. Please, as always, leave your comments on makeyourbusinessboom.podomatic.com. Again, makeyourbusinessboom, all one word, .podomatic.com. We want as many people as possible to benefit from this podcast, so please email the URL for our program, which is makeyourbusinessboom.podomatic.com, to your friends, your family, and anybody else you know that can benefit. Thank you so much for listening. I'm grateful for the time that you've invested, and I hope you got a lot out of today's podcast. Again, this is Eric Lures reminding you that your business can only grow to the extent that you do. See you next time.